Hello and welcome to another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoes.com with me as your host, Chris. Can't take much more of this McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Why do I keep messing this up? Joining me today to discuss the news that the Hasbro Pulse website is back and with a cute Ghostbusters Transformers mashup to boot is Justin. Did you get my memo about having a break, Bell? So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. Hasbro have revived their online Pulse platform to replace Hasbro Toy Shop and the previous Pulse format with pre-orders and a new Hasbro Pulse Premium membership option that includes free standard continental US shipping for the rest of 2019, a monthly premium for only discounts and flash sales, other perks throughout the year at select fan conventions, and more. Hasbro posted on their own social platforms to explain that, as fans ourselves, we have an idea of what you, our fans, want. That's why we're bringing you the new Hasbro Pulse. The brands you love, the products you want, the insider access you crave. Check out Hasbro Pulse for new product drops, the latest reveals, and more. The site also debuted Ectotron, a Ghostbusters Ecto-1 Transformers mashup toy that has got a lot of people excited, including myself. The toy transforms from the classic Ecto-1 vehicle to a robot mode and comes with a Slimer accessory. Interestingly, the pre-order has since been removed from the Pulse website, so it would appear that Hasbro posted it too early. On top of the toy, IDW Publishing will also be releasing a 5-issue comic for the origin of Ectotron. A Hasbro press release stated, "The Ghostbusters have a new out-of-this-world teammate and fans will be able to meet the all-new Transformers character Ectotron in his epic origin story by IDW Publishing. A brand new 5-part series from creative team Eric Burnham and Dan Schoening begins in June 2019. In any case, Justin, what are your thoughts on Hasbro redeveloping their online platform and, of course, this cool little crossover?
Well, Ectotron looks pretty awesome. I mean, they did a great job of kind of mirroring the Ecto-1 vehicle and a cool-looking robot mode. But I really got it. Does Ectotron really deserve a 5-part limited series to talk about his origin? That seems insane.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Unless they're planning for like a big crossover between the two, you know, the two franchises.
Yeah, I mean, there probably is going to be like an overall Ghostbusters Transformers crossover that just happens to have the history of Ectotron, but still, that seems nuts. But I think it's kind of cool that, you know, they're doing this, and I know the first thing in everybody's mind is going to be, okay, so when's it happening with G.I. Joe? And I mean, that seems to make perfect sense as well, but you know, we'll see what happens there. I can't imagine that they'd think a Transformers Ghostbusters crossover would be more, you know, popular, profitable, or attention grabbing than the Transformers G.I. Joe crossover, but I'm in toy form anyway.
Yeah.
But who knows? But it's a pretty cool, unique item. It'd be awesome if they could find a way to make it work for a bunch of other properties, including G.I. Joe, and I really like it. And the Hasbro Pulse website is neat. I was kind of cruising around in there earlier. I mean, it seems like they kind of retired Hasbro Toy Shop in favor of this new, more cohesive kind of platform. We'll see what happens. I mean, Hasbro Toy Shop kind of, you know, it came out in gangbusters, then kind of fizzled a little bit and wasn't the first place to find product and was selling out and, you know, was glitching out during, you know, Comic-Con purchases and things like that. So we'll see if this works out any better. But it looks nice.
It's definitely a good idea, I think, for them to kind of streamline the online platform where they had Hasbro Toy Shop, they had the Pulse website. It makes a lot of sense to just combine it all into one thing, doesn't it?
Definitely. Yeah, I think that was the right move. Just kind of make one central hub where they can release news and press releases and information and then have it linked directly to an existing store that's right on the same spot.
It just seemed like, you know, when you start doing this and releasing new things, all of a sudden the idea kind of gets away from you a little bit and you kind of think, well, it's no surprise that they need to kind of bring all this together. And the site does seem to be smooth. It's got a lot of kind of fun features kind of going on there. The pre-orders kind of thing is interesting. But then on top of that, you've got the behind the scenes things with the Power Rangers figures and all that kind of stuff as well. So they're trying to tie in a lot of the stuff that they're doing at the moment and really kind of bring it into one place. And that does make a lot of sense from just a logistical point of view. You know, their social networks can focus on just what's on their website now and not having to, you know, to send people into different places to see, you know, to see this video over here or to see that this product over here and everything. They can kind of, everything is in one place. Here you go. Yep. And that makes a lot of sense to me.
Definitely. No, I mean, the Hasbro Pulse Premium is also kind of a neat twist, you know, with the whole annual membership type of thing. Although I guess if you buy something between now and February 24th, you just get enrolled in it without having to pay the $50 annual fee.
Yeah.
But it seems kind of like an Amazon Prime-ish sort of, you know, sort of benefit. Who knows what it's, you know, what it'll end up gathering you at the conventions. I would imagine Comic-Con is probably a place where it'll have some effect. You know, I'd say HasCon if HasCon was actually happening.
Yeah.
So I would say Comic-Con or probably New York Comic-Con maybe as well would be a few of the conventions where they'll have some perks or something that are available if you're a member. So
that initial idea of, like, you know, if you buy something on the site now, then obviously you're going to be a Prime member kind of thing. It's kind of like a genius move, but then all of a sudden, especially for the Ghostbusters crossover figure Ectotron, and then they go and remove it from the site.
I know.
You can still get it from GameStop, but again, I think you're paying a little bit extra, a bit more of shipping. It was $39.99, I believe, when it came up on Hasbro Pulse, and now it's $49.99 at GameStop. But, I mean, if you do still want that and you can't get it on Hasbro Pulse, it is available there. And maybe hold out, because it might come straight back to Hasbro Pulse.
I'm betting they'll have it back probably this weekend. I think they probably just, I don't know if maybe they didn't mean to have it available on Friday, or I don't know what the issue is. But Toy Fair and Comic-Con are always so wacky, because the shows used to be like, well, I mean, Toy Fair was never a collector's showcase until, you know, about 10 years ago. But they always, like, have, you know, come to Comic-Con and see all the new things, and they start leaking all this stuff, like, a day or two early, and it no longer becomes such a special thing to go to Comic-Con and see stuff revealed. And then they have all these collector's advance nights and stuff like that. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see kind of how this shapes up.
And like I said before in the previous news burst, we'll be bringing you as much up-to-the-minute news as we can. With a big kind of overarching kind of episode on either Sunday or Monday, just to kind of like tie everything together. Anyway, Justin, thank you for jumping on again.
Sure.
Really appreciate it.
No problem.
Even though you haven't gone anywhere, we've just done this back to back. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-host, Justin Bell, who appears to be recording from a helicarrier. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of these platforms with feedback, questions, or to say, who do you think you are? A serious operation now? No, not even close. Look out for more of these news bursts that we are posting on the Facebook page from now on. Full Force.